As folk heroines go, Lizzie Borden is a highly questionable choice. First off, there's a lot about her we don't know. Was she abused by her rich but penny-pinching dad? Possibly. Were she and her sister about to be shut out of an inheritance by her father and stepmother? Seems like it. When Lizzie was 32, did she kill them both at their Massachusetts home? She was acquitted. Whatever the truth, there's plenty of room for theatrical license. The three creators of the punk rock musical Lizzie exploit it all in a confusing attempt to give us a gal who's an example of the way women were repressed in the 19th century. Lizzie Borden's not the perfect poster child for feminism, and the raucous show Lizzie, in your face with rage at all times, isn't the best vehicle for that cause.
In the house of Borden, there's a lock on every door. In every room, a prisoner of a long, silent war. Let us take you to an August back in 1892, when all hell broke loose in the house of Borden.
That's the beginning of the show. In a minute or two, things become more angry and the decibel level rises. It's punk rock, I understand. And it's staged like a rock concert, but with fabulous 19th century and showgirl costumes by Kayla Speedy. Yet it's also a piece of theater that needs to be understood. In its heavy and fuzzy amplification, about a third of the lyrics are lost as soon as they're sung into handheld mics. You have to wonder, after a few songs, whether the cast and crew of Lizzie, who know all the lyrics top to bottom, ever considered those of us who don't when they executed the show's sound design. 11th Hour Theater Company presented a concert version of Lizzie 3 years ago, and this fully realized show is little more than a concert version on steroids. The four talented women in the cast, led by Alex Kuiper as Lizzie, put enormous energy into the disagreeable tale. They're backed by a six-piece band that's fine when it's not so loud that it also battles the vocals. Lizzie Borden herself may or may not have done the deed, but Lizzie the musical operates on overkill. The 11th Hour Theater Company production is at Christ Church Neighborhood House through January 29th. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.